Thank you for coming. We want to start our debate. I'll start by welcoming the officials. Miriam Ochia.
Hi.
Velma Ongoro.
After him.
Sherif Adion.
Hi.
Sheldon K.
Hello.
Then we'll call the motion mover, Tom Nyarube.
Okay, thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to move the motion of today, which is written in the one. Our motion of today reads, do you agree that the county government of Homa Bay has done enough to the fishing industry? To the proposers, they're going to say that I agree that the county government of Homa Bay County has done enough to the fishing industry. To the opposers, I'm going to say that I don't agree or I reject the motion by saying that the county government of Homa Bay County has not done enough to the fishing industry. Otherwise.
If there's no one, we'll start with the proposal side. And the first person is Miriam Ochia.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to propose the motion. The county government of Homa Bay County has done enough to the county by providing finger lines to the registers, cages and fish ponds. Thank you.
Anyone in the point of order? We then move to the opposers. And the first person is Velma Ongoro.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for giving me this opportunity. I want to disagree with the motion by saying that the county government of Homa Bay has not done enough to the fishing industry. This is because the county government of Homa Bay should license fishing activities within the county of Homa Bay. In spite of fishermen around Homa Bay County still use unlicensed fishing gears that often destroy fingerlings that should grow to the recommended size, hence lead to the loss of revenue to the county and the scarcity of the fish. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Anyone in the point?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to answer you by saying I'll say some of the fishermen are still using unlicensed. Some, not all of them.
From the proposals. Okay. We'll move to the second candidate, Sherif Adion, Miriam Ochia, Joy Winslet.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to support the motion by saying the county government of Homa Bay has done enough for the fishing industries by allocating money to the construction and repair of many beach banks across Homa Bay County. Thank you.
Anyone got a point to? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to request my member that which beach.
I would like to answer my colleague in Kasarani Beach. In Fangano Island.
We'll move back to the opposers. Sherif Adion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to disagree with the motion by saying that the county government of Homa Bay has not done enough to the fishing industry. This is because the county government of Homa Bay have not constructed fish processing industry, and this makes the fish that are being harvested go to waste fast. This is due to the county government of Homa Bay have failed to provide the modern fishing equipment. Thank you.
Anyone with a point of view?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to answer my fellow member that the county government is always providing the finance to construct the industry. Maybe the subjects are the one that put that are late. They are using the money in different ways they are supposed to use. Thank you.
The reason why that man was contributed to Victory Farm says that the fact that the population of the people who are working in deep farms are mainly compared to areas where this fish pond is carried out within our nation. One that the deep farm has large population, and the population in that area, the people, the fishermen, is also high compared to other areas. That is why we decide to contribute that money to deep farm. And otherwise, when you look around the other areas, some people are not interested or practicing or practicing aquaculture in their area. But only one person is practicing that activity. And in the big farm, many people came from outside to join them so that they participate in that aquaculture. That is why we contribute that why the government decided to contribute that money to them. Otherwise, thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think the other fish pond we constructed one at Rama in Mwangana. When you go to Rama, you find another fish pond is there. Another one is there in Remba. You soon be starting it, but the man.
I start by calling the opposers. Sheldon King.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to disagree with the motion by saying, since the coming of the county government, little has been realized in terms of fishing projects. Very few fish cages and ponds have been constructed. This indicates that despite the allocation in the county budget, the money has not either been put in good use or no money has reached the fishermen at all. Thank you.
Anyone in the point of order? From the proposals? If?
The member was just...
I would like to answer my fellow colleague. The money that was allocated was
564,587.
Thank you.
We move to the proposals. Where I'll call Yuda.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to propose the motion by saying I agree that the county government of Homa Bay has done enough to the fishing industry. The country government has distributed cooling facilities to almost all beaches in Homa Bay County. The coolers that have been distributed are to assist fishermen to keep the fish so that the fish may not go bad easily. Thank you.
Anyone with a point of order from the opposers? Yes, Chief Fadion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to ask my fellow colleague that in which beach they have constructed those coolers?
Most of the beaches in Kambanaya. I try to look around, but they are almost, those beaches have already received all.
Okay, Madam Speaker. Due to my investigation, none has been constructed.
Madam Speaker, coolers are not from
the coolers that have been distributed, they belong to the government. And the government has tried to use alarm. Around 1.6 million. To distribute the coolers within. It's just around 30,000.
I want to answer my colleagues. When you walk at Rama, at the junction, you find one cooler is there. And no, there are not one, but there are three. When you go to Rama right now, there's a cooler. That's why. In Remba, they think that they are transporting fresh fish to to measure. That means that they are using our cooler to replicate their measure. Otherwise, thank you.
Anyway, the point of order.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I wish to know from the member what this is. They talked about Bremba having a storage facility ready for cooler. I think the member should always table facts. What happened at Bremba? Because I'm a member of parliament from Bremba. And what I know on the ground is that the coolers that are at Bremba are privately owned. In fact, they are containers that are only resting on water. Once they are full, the container is driven away and taken to the next factory. So the government hasn't done anything as far as my knowledge of that place is concerned. No coolers from the government of county government of Homa Bay. So can the member of parliament just tell us where the money that was allocated for the buying of coolers? And point of correction, coolers cannot go for only 30,000 shillings. That seems to be very cheap, and I think county government cannot settle on something like that. The county government might be keeping away or taking away so much money that is meant for the fishermen. Some government should explain to us where the money goes to, because no coolers at all, and if there are, those coolers are provided privately owned.
Being that the money was delivered out, we realized that there are so many beaches around Mumbai County that the money cannot buy the coolers for each beach. And so there are specific beaches that the government coolers were taken to. Like one at Sena Beach around Vangano Highland, there are some coolers there. In Ugina Beach in Vangano Island, there are coolers. And also in many other beaches like Sindo, there are government coolers. Thank you.
Anyone in the point of order?
Industry. This is due to the county government of Homa Bay. have failed to protect and provide the security and this has made the made our fishermen to
I would like to know How long does a fish or fingerling that is put in a fish cage, how long does it take to mature? Because the fellow member who I just spoke is talking about 2 years old. I can imagine a fish that is 2 years old. I don't know what is waiting, is it what is it waiting for within the cage? You see? So I cannot help but laugh at the age of that particular fish. And maybe the fellow member, while putting his poem, was trying to claim that this money, they only did the allocation within the last time or kind of 2 years ago. Is that what he was trying to say? But the government is 10 years old. The first time there were allocations, and every year, every financial year there are allocations. 10 years down the line, I think the current government of Congo should have so much to prove, or should have so much to show people when it comes to fish cages and fish ponds that they have tried to put around. Members on the ground cannot see any, but they claim, maybe on paper, they have these fish ponds. The reality on the ground, they are still waiting to see those fish ponds and fish cages. Maybe as well down the line, you have not harvested the fish.
We now move to the opposers. Sheldon Kay.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to disagree with the motion by saying the county government has not done adequate civic education to the fishermen. Most of the fishermen are not skilled enough on the use of the life jackets, and they cannot survive during storms. The fishermen also do not know the role of the government, whether the government provides money to fishing industries or not. Thank you.
We'll then move to the proposer side. Cynthia Opio. It's like the member is not around. We'll move to the opposers. Opposers, Sherifa Dio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I want to disagree with the question by saying the county government of Homa Bay has not done enough to the fishing industry. This is due to many of the landing sites are not developed. A spot check carried by the members of SMSS Journalism Club revealed a story to state of the beaches around Mufaganawa. The county government of Homa Bay has rejected this non-debate. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to request the secretaries to bring their points for both the opposers and the proposers. And because of time, I'll only read the numbers. To the proposers, they had 5 points. To the opposers, they had 13 points.